torture seemed to be going out of fashion with the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989. But 9/11 and the rise of Al-Qaeda have given both dictatorships and the democracies a fresh license, according to former ambassador Craig Murray.
States torture in order to gather or validate intelligence material. Torture is used routinely by the Uzbek government on thousands of people every year, not scores or hundreds, thousands of people. And it's very extreme. Very commonly, people have their knees and elbows broken, suffer from suffocation, are raped, both homosexual and heterosexual rape, rape with objects, mutilation of the genitalia. A lot of it is sexually based. And torture with boiling liquid. People have their arms or legs inserted into boiling liquid. We had verified instances of people actually being boiled alive by full body immersion into boiling liquid.
If somebody was boiled alive, that couldn't possibly happen in the 21st century.
Unfortunately, it did happen to two people. On one of them, Muzaffer Avazov, his body was returned to his mother in a sealed casket for burial. She was ordered not to open the casket, but she actually did so in the middle of the night because they had religious rites of washing the body to carry out before it was buried. When they saw the condition of a corpse, they took detailed photographs of the corpse. These were given to me and were sent to the pathology department of the University of Glasgow. And their report said that in addition to having his fingernails pulled out and being beaten about the face and neck, he died of immersion in boiling liquid. I sent detailed reports back to London on human rights abuses and torture. London weren't too pleased with me because they'd made quite clear that President Karimov was our ally in the war in Afghanistan and still is to this day, and that my job was to support President Karimov, not to report on abuses by his government. In fact, when I reported back on the incident of the man who was boiled alive, I received a response from London saying they were concerned I was over-focused on human rights.